Imagine waking up from surgery feeling calm, comfortable, and healing faster than your doctors expected. This isn't wishful thinking. It's the documented reality for patients who implement the 5 steps detailed in Prepare for Surgery Heal Faster. This groundbreaking approach, which has gained popularity among celebrities like Oprah Winfrey and has been featured in medical journals nationwide, represents a revolution in patient empowerment. Endorsed by Harvard Medical School and implemented in hospitals across America, these techniques have shown that patients can reduce their pain medication usage by 23 to 50%, leave the hospital days earlier, and experience significantly fewer complications. What makes this approach so powerful is that it doesn't ask you to choose between conventional medicine and holistic healing. It shows you how to combine them for optimal outcomes. Modern surgery represents a fascinating paradox. While it's among our most advanced medical technologies, the operating room itself functions much like an ancient healing sanctuary. Surgeons, dressed in ritual garb, perform carefully choreographed procedures in sterile chambers, wielding tools that would seem magical to previous generations. Yet, despite these technological advances, the patient's mental and emotional state remains critically important to surgical outcomes. Research from Harvard Medical School confirms that psychological preparation significantly impacts surgical recovery. When patients feel anxious before surgery, their bodies produce stress hormones that suppress immune function, increase blood pressure, and impair healing. Conversely, patients who feel calm and prepared experience the opposite effect. Their bodies create the optimal biochemical environment for recovery. This mind-body connection isn't just theoretical. A study at the Leahy Clinic found that patients who used relaxation techniques before surgery experienced less anxiety, healed faster, were discharged 1.6 days sooner, used 60% less pain medication, and reported higher satisfaction with their care. Similar studies at hospitals nationwide have consistently demonstrated these benefits. The mechanisms behind these improvements are increasingly well understood. When we feel peaceful, our parasympathetic nervous system activates, normalizing heart rate, regulating breathing, relaxing muscles, and strengthening immunity. This creates the ideal internal environment for surgical healing. Conversely, fear and anxiety triggers our sympathetic nervous system's fight-or-flight response, flooding our bodies with stress hormones that actively inhibit recovery. Understanding this connection gives patients a powerful tool. By learning techniques to manage pre-surgical anxiety and create a positive healing mindset, you can significantly influence your surgical outcome. This doesn't replace excellent medical care, it enhances it, allowing your body to heal more efficiently with fewer complications. The first and perhaps most fundamental step in preparing for surgery is learning to trigger deep relaxation at will. This isn't just about feeling calm, it's about creating the specific biochemical environment that optimizes healing. When you achieve deep relaxation, your body shifts from the stress-induced fight-or-flight response to the healing-oriented rest-and-digest state, strengthening your immune system while balancing your endocrine and cardiovascular systems. This relaxation technique begins with progressive muscle relaxation, systematically releasing tension throughout your body. You'll start with your neck and shoulders, then move through each area, imagining tension draining away through your fingertips and feet. To deepen this state, you'll visualize your ideal peaceful place, somewhere that naturally relaxes your entire body. This could be a beach, forest, mountain vista, or any setting that brings you immediate comfort. The key is experiencing this place fully through all your senses, not just seeing it, but feeling the temperature, hearing the sounds, and smelling the scents. As your practice deepens, you may experience what philosophers call the transcendental dimension, a profound sense of peace characterized by feelings of connectedness or oneness with everything around you. This sensation appears in many forms: feeling one with nature, being absorbed in music, experiencing flow during physical activities, or connecting deeply with loved ones. This state isn't just spiritually meaningful, it creates measurable healing benefits in your body. During relaxation, you'll also focus on someone who is easy to love. This isn't about abstract concepts, but recalling specific memories when you felt deep connection with a partner, family member, friend, or even a pet. This practice centers you in your heart rather than your mind, reconnecting you to what researchers call the field of love. Studies show this emotional state creates more harmonious heart rhythm patterns, improving cardiovascular efficiency and broadcasting healing information to every cell in your body. Many people discover that as they practice relaxation, suppressed emotions may spontaneously surface and dissolve. Welcome these emotional releases rather than resisting them. Years of conditioning have taught us to repress unacceptable emotions by tensing muscles to hold them back. As relaxation eases these physical barriers, emotions can finally flow through and release, similar to what sometimes happens during massage or acupuncture. With consistent practice, ideally once or twice daily if you have weeks before surgery, or 2 to 3 times daily if experiencing significant stress, relaxation becomes easier as layers of tension gradually release. Choose consistent times that work for you, treating them as important appointments with yourself. Create a quiet environment free from interruptions, perhaps using headphones to block distractions, especially important in hospital settings. The goal isn't to fall asleep, but to remain awake while reaching a deeply relaxed state where you're highly suggestible and can influence your healing. This skill becomes invaluable not just before surgery, but in recovery, when you can use it to reduce pain, speed healing, and create the optimal conditions for your body to repair itself. Many people discover that as they practice relaxation, suppressed emotions may spontaneously surface and dissolve. Welcome these emotional releases rather than resisting them. Years of conditioning have taught us to repress unacceptable emotions by tensing muscles to hold them back. As relaxation eases these physical barriers, emotions can finally flow through and release, similar to what sometimes happens during massage or acupuncture. With consistent practice, ideally once or twice daily if you have weeks before surgery, or 2 to 3 times daily if experiencing significant stress, relaxation becomes easier as layers of tension gradually release. Choose consistent times that work for you, treating them as important appointments with yourself. Create a quiet environment free from interruptions, perhaps using headphones to block distractions, especially important in hospital settings. The goal isn't to fall asleep, but to remain awake while reaching a deeply relaxed state where you're highly suggestible and can influence your healing. This skill becomes invaluable not just before surgery, but in recovery, when you can use it to reduce pain, speed healing, and create the optimal conditions for your body to repair itself. Visualization is our natural way of thinking. Before we had words, we had images. By creating vivid mental pictures of your ideal surgical outcome, you can significantly enhance your recovery. Harvard research shows that while relaxation alone improves immune defenses, adding visualization further increases immunity and accelerates healing. The key principle here is focusing on the healed outcome rather than the surgical process itself. Ask your doctor to describe and even draw the desired result, requesting positive language if needed. For instance, when Nancy Claflin was preparing for shoulder surgery, she replaced the negative image of frayed ropes her doctor initially used with his description of strong, pink biceps tendons securely attached to her shoulder bone, giving her a vivid, positive image to use during relaxation. When worries arise, as they inevitably will, immediately switch to visualizing your healed result, like changing a TV channel. You have significant control over your mind. You're the producer, editor, and audience of your thoughts. It takes the same effort to create healing thoughts as negative ones, so choose comfort over fear. Your visualization practice should include 3 specific end results. First, imagine telling someone how comfortable you feel after leaving recovery. Visualize the details: soft pillows behind your shoulders, loved ones entering your room, their caring presence. Hear yourself saying, "I feel comfortable," avoiding negative phrases like mentioning pain. Include sensory details like a family photo or favorite flowers nearby. Second, create a scene showing you recovering well but not fully healed. Perhaps you're telling someone, "I'm feeling so well, let's go out for dinner and a movie." For a hip replacement, visualize taking a walk with someone, feeling your hip strength. Include sensory details and loved ones in your scene. Third, visualize yourself completely healed, doing something you're passionate about. Create this scene in present tense, feeling it happening now, rather than longing for recovery. Include sensory details and feel the strength in your healed body part. For cancer surgery, place this scene far in the future to give yourself confidence in longevity. Beyond these structured visualizations, you can also talk to the part of your body being operated on. After relaxing deeply, imagine that area and ask what comforting feeling it wants. The answers may come as a voice, a sense of certainty, or a gut feeling. Unlike voices of doubt or worry, your inner knowing speaks with compassion and clarity. This approach has yielded remarkable results. When Patricia Morris faced surgery for a finger that hadn't healed in 12 weeks, she used visualization to stimulate bone growth. Through guided relaxation, she discovered she had emotionally disconnected from her finger after a broken engagement. It was her ring finger. By sending love from her heart to her finger and visualizing bone knitting whenever worries arose, X-rays showed new bone growth after just 10 days, eventually healing completely without surgery. For maximum benefit, integrate visualization into daily activities, during commutes, while waiting, washing dishes. Place a colored dot on your watch as a reminder to visualize healing for 1 minute whenever you check the time. Before sleep, tell your body, "All night, while I am sleeping, healing is taking place." After surgery, listen to relaxation guidance 30 minutes before physical therapy to relax muscles and allow greater range of motion, something that has surprised many orthopedic surgeons when their patients use this approach. The healing power of human connection cannot be overstated. Research consistently shows that emotional support from family and friends strengthens your immune system and significantly boosts recovery. When friends ask how they can help before your surgery, request something powerful yet simple. Ask them to send you peace, tranquility, or love during the half hour before your operation. To make this request concrete, create vivid imagery like "wrap me in a pink blanket of love" to help friends focus their intentions. Even just two or three focused friends can envelop you in peace, though more people create stronger support. To help them project emotions effectively, suggest they recall a time when they felt strong love for you, replaying that scene until they feel connected, as if you were beside them. This isn't merely psychological comfort. Over 100 studies document how emotions can influence patients even when supporters aren't physically present. Dr. Randolph Bird's research at San Francisco General Hospital found that patients who were prayed for needed fewer antibiotics, were less likely to develop pulmonary edema, and none required ventilatory support compared to the control group. Beyond distant support, arrange for your spouse or closest friend to be with you until you enter the operating room, rather than having them wait separately. Studies at Riggs Hospitalet in Copenhagen showed patients with personal support experienced less anxiety than those given tranquilizers. Similar benefits were shown for women in labor supported by doulas at Baylor College of Medicine, resulting in fewer cesarean sections and shorter labor times. If you'll be in intensive care, arrange permission for loved ones to stay longer than the typical brief visits allowed. Even with only one visitor allowed at a time, you can orchestrate a relay of friends whose caring presence will enfold you throughout the day and night. Some hospitals now accommodate overnight stays by loved ones, recognizing that patients with supportive family often recover faster. Make a specific list of ways you need practical help before and after surgery. If you have children, ask someone to care for them while you're hospitalized, freeing your spouse to be with you. Request friends to handle household tasks, bring meals, or provide hospital companionship. When people offer help, match them with tasks that suit them. Don't be surprised if some friends withdraw because they can't cope with your operation. They may have unresolved issues with illness or hospitals. If your family isn't emotionally available, don't give them primary support roles. Instead, ask a nurturing friend to be your support person and medical advocate. During recovery, find the most healing ways to interact with visitors. If talking tires you, say so, and discover nonverbal ways of connecting. Ask for what comforts you: hand-holding, forehead stroking, or quiet companionship. If friends are trained in massage or healing touch, welcome their skills when you're ready for physical contact. Research by Dr. Tiffany Fields at the University of Miami School of Medicine found that even simple touch therapy significantly reduces stress hormone levels and accelerates healing. The comfort of a beloved pet can also be powerful medicine during recovery. Research by Drs. Allen and Blaskovich at Sunny showed reduced stress levels in women who had their dogs at their side. A pet's presence stimulates your parasympathetic nervous system, accelerating healing. Some forward-thinking hospitals now recognize pets' healing power, allowing patients own animals in their rooms or providing loaner dogs. One of the most surprising yet well-documented aspects of surgical preparation involves what you hear during anesthesia. Research worldwide reveals that anesthetized patients can hear operating room conversations and are powerfully influenced by what they hear, similar to hypnotic suggestion. Studies from Beth Israel Medical Center, Emory University, and hospitals in London and Glasgow show patients receiving positive statements during anesthesia recover more quickly, with less pain and fewer complications than control groups. In 1965, Dr. Bernard Levinson conducted a groundbreaking study where he staged mock crises during 10 operations, dramatically announcing concerns about patients' conditions while they were deeply anesthetized. A month after discharge, he used hypnosis to interview these patients. Though none consciously remembered the crisis, 4 patients recalled verbatim everything said in the operating room, 4 others had partial recall with extreme anxiety, and 2 had no recall. This definitively proved that even deeply anesthetized patients can hear operating room conversations. Building on this research, hospitals worldwide have conducted controlled studies showing remarkable benefits from therapeutic statements during surgery. At St. Thomas's Hospital in London, women who heard recordings saying, "How quickly you recover depends upon you. The more you relax, the more comfortable you will be," recovered more quickly, had fewer complications, and left the hospital sooner than the control group. At Glasgow's Royal Infirmary, women hearing similar suggestions used 23% less morphine on the day of surgery than the control group. Conversely, negative comments can significantly impair recovery. In one case, a woman's recovery was greatly hindered until she recalled that her surgeon had called her a beached whale during surgery. Though unconscious, she had registered this offensive remark, which appeared to have slowed her healing process. Even innocent remarks can have negative effects. A surgeon saying, "It's all over," meaning the operation is finished, could be interpreted as "it's hopeless" by the patient's subconscious mind. To harness this powerful phenomenon, request that your medical team use specific healing statements during your surgery. The first recommended statement is, "Following this operation, you will feel comfortable and you will heal very well," repeated 5 times as you go under anesthesia. Near the end of surgery, they should say, "Your operation has gone very well," also repeated 5 times. A third helpful statement addresses post-surgical digestive and elimination functions. "Following this operation, you will be hungry for favorite light food, you will be thirsty and urinate easily." Research at UC Davis showed patients given therapeutic suggestions moved their bowels in 2.6 days versus 4.2 days for the control group, leaving the hospital 1.5 days sooner and saving approximately $1,200 per person. To implement this approach, explain to your surgeon that you've read about the benefits of healing statements and provide a page with your chosen statements. Some surgeons prefer to deliver them personally, while others suggest the anesthesiologist or nurse do so. Prepare 3 copies of your statements, 1 for your surgeon, 1 for the anesthesiologist at pre-ops, and 1 to bring on surgery day taped to your hospital gown. Remember that as a patient, it's your legal right to request these statements. To protect yourself from potentially negative operating room conversations, consider listening to calming music during surgery. Music with a tempo matching normal heart rate, 70 to 80 beats per minute, can slow your heartbeat and lower blood pressure. Research shows soothing music reduces anxiety, lessens pain medication needs, and may help produce pain-relieving peptides in the brain. The fifth step involves meeting with your anesthesiologist before surgery, which research shows is more effective than sedatives for calming pre-surgical anxiety. In Harvard Medical School research, patients who had a 5 to 10 minute reassuring meeting with their anesthesiologist felt calmer than those given pentobarbital, who felt drowsy but remained nervous. Another study showed patients who received both pre-surgical meetings and instructions on relaxing abdominal muscles post-surgery used 50% less pain medication and left the hospital 2.7 days earlier than the control group. Prepare a list of questions about anesthesia that reflect your personal information needs. Tell your anesthesiologist if you'll be using relaxation techniques before surgery, as this may affect medication requirements. Discuss your natural coping style, whether you prefer detailed information or minimal details, so they can tailor their approach accordingly. If you'll be awake during surgery with local or regional anesthesia, ask what sensations to expect so you'll feel better prepared. If you'll be unconscious, discuss what imagery would comfort you as you go under anesthesia. If an anesthesiologist suggests imagining a beach, but you dislike beaches, that won't help. One woman requested, "Imagine yourself being held in the arms of your husband. You may want your anesthesiologist to hold your hand or stroke your forehead during this transition. Many surgeons and anesthesiologists are happy to provide this comfort." Be thorough in discussing your medications and allergies. List all medications you're taking and any drug allergies. Review which medications to stop before surgery to avoid harmful interactions. Be honest about tranquilizer use, alcohol consumption, and any recreational drug use to help determine appropriate dosing. If you're in recovery programs like Alcoholics Anonymous, mention this as it affects your chemical sensitivity and nutritional needs. The cutoff times for food and liquids are crucial. Eating or drinking after the cutoff time will result in your operation being canceled. This rule exists because if you have food or water in your stomach during surgery, you risk aspirating, vomiting contents that could block your windpipe and lungs, creating a life-threatening situation. Find out if you'll have access to patient-controlled analgesia, PCA, that allows you to administer your own pain medication. If not, learn the procedure for requesting pain medication when needed. Understanding the hospital's pain management protocols will help you feel more in control after your operation. After surgery, listening to relaxation guidance in the recovery room reduces discomfort and promotes peace. You'll be able to have your favorite drink or light food once you return to your room or home, which helps wake up your digestive tract and normalizes vital signs more quickly. Nurses at Brigham and Women's Hospital report that patients using these techniques wake up smiling and have vital signs return to normal 1 to 3 hours sooner than other patients. Deep within you lies a place of immense peace and ever-flowing love, your essence. By accessing this inner peace, you enhance healing on all levels of body, mind, and soul. Our Western society values doing over being, yet it's in moments of simply being, watching hummingbirds, listening to music, or connecting with nature, that we experience oneness and profound healing. Make specific time for peace. Schedule it like an important meeting. Christina watched hummingbirds for 15 minutes 3 times daily, eventually extending each session to 30 minutes. This practice helped her manage surgical anxiety and access tranquility at will, stopping the fight-or-flight response and strengthening her immune system. After surgery, visualizing the hummingbirds diminished pain and promoted healing. Everyone has unique pathways to experiencing oneness: music, nature, writing, or childhood play. These connections help us feel peaceful and whole, accessing a dimension that nurtures the soul. When we feel something is missing, we're often disconnected from this ground of being that makes us feel complete. The feeling that something is missing often indicates disconnection from our deeper selves. Dr. Carl Jung identified this as the cause of alienation in modern Western society. When disconnected, we search for external solutions, the right job or relationship, to fill an emptiness that can only be satisfied by reconnecting with the oneness within and around us. Engaging in activities you love opens you to this transpersonal dimension. When absorbed in doing what you love, whether watching stars or lightning, you experience your own being. This connection with your essence removes blocks and facilitates deep healing. Your capacity for joy was shaped by your family upbringing, which may have put a ceiling on how happy you can allow yourself to be. While healing, push through this ceiling. Cultural traditions deeply impact our capacity for joy. In Puritan New England, hard work was the dominant virtue, while pleasure was considered sinful. These unexamined beliefs continue affecting descendants 300 years later. Begin feeling more joy by dedicating comfortable periods, perhaps half-hour sessions 3 times daily, to activities that nurture you. When you reach your threshold of happiness and feel anxiety, you've found the edge you need to push back. This anxiety is positive, signaling movement into new territory. Don't suppress it, but feel it fully, allowing it to diminish naturally as you persist in nurturing practices. The techniques described in this book represent a revolution in patient care, one that combines the best of conventional medicine with the healing power of the mind-body connection. This isn't alternative medicine, it's complementary medicine at its finest, enhancing surgical outcomes while empowering patients to participate actively in their healing. Research continues to validate these approaches. A randomized controlled study examining the cost-effectiveness of these mind-body techniques for patients undergoing total knee joint replacement found that intervention subjects were discharged 1.33 days, 31.54 hours, sooner than the control group. The intervention group also demonstrated significantly less anxiety throughout the study period. These benefits extend beyond surgery to other medical treatments. Mind-body techniques can significantly reduce side effects of chemotherapy and radiation therapy, as documented in research studies. By believing your treatment is a healing agent, relaxing before, during, and after treatments, visualizing healing imagery, releasing repressed emotions, and creating a positive support group, patients can transform their experience of these challenging treatments. Your focused thoughts, images, and emotions serve as powerful medicine in the emerging field of mind-body medicine. While most people use these techniques alongside conventional medicine, some have used these methods to avoid surgery entirely. These self-healing tools work best when used in conjunction with medical care, not as alternatives. As you prepare for surgery or other medical procedures, remember that your mind is a powerful ally in your healing journey. By implementing these 5 steps, relaxation, visualization, support networks, healing statements, and anesthesiologist partnership, you create the optimal conditions for your body to heal. This approach doesn't replace excellent medical care, it enhances it, allowing you to recover more quickly, with less pain, and with fewer complications. Surgery need not be a frightening, passive experience where you surrender control to medical professionals. Instead, it can become a healing journey where you actively participate in creating the best possible outcome. The 5 steps outlined in this book provide a comprehensive framework for transforming your surgical experience from one of fear and anxiety to one of peace and empowered healing. By mastering deep relaxation, you create the biochemical environment that optimizes healing. Through visualization, you harness your mind's natural imagery to accelerate recovery. By organizing a support network, you tap into the healing power of human connection. With healing statements, you ensure that what you hear during surgery promotes rather than hinders your healing. And by partnering with your anesthesiologist, you create a collaborative relationship that reduces anxiety and improves outcomes. Beyond these practical steps lies a deeper invitation to use your surgical experience as a doorway to greater self-awareness and healing on all levels. Many patients discover that surgery serves as a wake-up call to examine what needs healing in their whole lives. For those who answer this call, surgery becomes not just a medical procedure, but a transformative experience that leads to a renewed embrace with life itself. The techniques in this book have been validated by research at leading medical institutions and implemented in hospitals nationwide. They represent not just theory, but practical tools that have helped thousands of patients experience less pain, fewer complications, and faster recovery. As healthcare continues to evolve toward more patient-centered approaches, these mind-body techniques will likely become standard practice in surgical preparation. Whether you're facing major surgery or a minor procedure, these 5 steps offer a pathway to transform your experience. By implementing them, you become an active participant in your healing journey, creating the optimal conditions for your body's remarkable capacity to heal itself.